This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Our message for this session was first published in the month of January of the year 2014, and it's being put on audio in the month of October of the year 2024. Our subject scripture is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, in verse number 12. And if you have the scripture available, you will find these words recorded. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The title for this message is Stumbling in a Dark Room. Picture this for a minute. You are about to enter a room that you are totally unfamiliar with because you are being led to believe that there is something in it that you need to fix a serious problem that you are facing. When you open the door, you find that the room is totally dark and you can't see a thing in it. So you feel around for a light switch so that you can light up the room to locate the object that you need. Upon lighting the room, you find that there are many things or obstacles that are also in there that if you had tried to navigate through it without the light, you most certainly would have probably injured yourself or worse. Of course, you also would probably not have found what you needed. Light is a wonderful thing because it enables us to see things that are in our surroundings that could either be helpful or worse, injurious to us. with light being as important as it is, I marvel at how those among us that are blind are able, in many cases, to live in a place by themselves and be perfectly able to move around in their home without the benefit of seeing. The key to them being able to do it has to do with them being familiar with their place of residence. They know the complete layout of the place and where everything is, how many steps it takes to get from one part of the place to another, and so on. For them to be able to do this, it takes a lot of time, concentration, and patience. However, in the end, it pays off. They can move around as freely in there, even if the place were pitch black, as well as we could with it lit up. The only problem they might face is if someone came into their home and moved some of the furniture around and didn't tell them. Then they would have to get adjusted to what was moved. What I want you to look at, no pun intended, is the relationship between light and darkness as it pertains to how we live our lives by drawing a parallel between life and a dark room. When you walk into a room that you are not familiar with and it is dark, your first instinct is to turn on a light of some kind so that you can see what is in there. You would especially want to do it if you were warned of possible dangers in there that you should avoid. Well, in like manner, your life on this earth can be compared to that dark room that you entered into that contains not only things that you need to deal with your life's goals, but also is full of things or obstacles that you need to avoid because they could delay, stop, injure, or worse yet, kill you. It always helps to be able to see what you are doing as well as being made aware of the possibility of danger, because then you can proceed with caution. Those of us that drive cars know that even though the car is able to travel at high speeds, it is not always prudent to do it because of certain dangers that we face at those higher speeds that we don't at lower speeds. For one thing, higher speeds means that it will take us longer to stop. If we have to, in case of emergency. Another thing is that we will have to react a lot quicker to that emergency, and that failure to do so may result in far greater danger than at lower speeds. This is an example of our navigating in a room of driving. We have the light of our knowledge of how to drive, as well as signs, traffic signals, and a host of other things that are there to make sure that we can drive safely to get wherever we need or want to go. if we compartmentalize all aspects of our lives and classify them as different rooms, then take our knowledge of those rooms, in other words, the light, like I did in the room of driving, then we could see why it is that in certain of these rooms we are able to move about without any problem, while in others we are stumbling, bumping into things, injuring, and even killing ourselves. It makes absolutely no difference what area of life you are dealing with. It is a dark room until you have the knowledge or the light to move in it freely. Growing up, raising children, relationships, marriage, business, politics, success, conflict, or whatever, are all different rooms that we may have to walk in order to get where we want to be in life, and we need knowledge of each one of them in order to do it. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse number 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." What this means is we are being destroyed because we are walking around in a dark room because we have no light to see where we are going and are stumbling and being killed because of it. Now, I'm not going to go into it in depth, but an example of someone walking into danger totally blind is the prophet Balaam. And if it weren't for a talking jackass, he may very well have been killed. The ass provided a glimmer of light to the situation, which in turn got him to see the danger that he was in before it was too late. Read the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, chapter number 22, verses 20 through 34. If only we could get a glimmer of light to help us a little help us see a little clearer in some of those dark places that we find ourselves in, we would be a lot better off. What most of us have that we depend on is the light that comes to us by way of what is called the flesh. The flesh provides us with five elements of life, commonly known as the five senses. From these, the result that we come up with is common sense. Common sense is so named because it is something that is derived from how the flesh sees and deals with things. And while that is helpful, there is one big drawback, and that is the flesh can only deal with what it knows. If something comes up that the flesh has little or no knowledge of, then it is too, the flesh is in a dark room and needs the light to navigate through. This brings us to one major room in life that many of us are totally in the dark about, and that is the kingdom of God, or the core of all things that exist. You see, everything that exists today has its beginning in the kingdom of God, better known as the spiritual realm. God is a spirit, and he rules over everything that was, is, and is to come. And since he is also the creator of all things, then it stands to reason that they had their beginning in the spiritual realm. As the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 3, it says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen or exist were not made of things which do appear or exist." To those walking in the light of the flesh, this is the biggest contradiction to common sense that there can be. The reason being is that it defies the rationale of needing to see something before the flesh will accept it. The spiritual realm can't be seen by the flesh, and therefore is a dark room that we are walking in, stumbling, falling down, injuring, and destroying ourselves because we have no light. You can get the most brightest light that man can find. This includes the sun, and you still won't be able to see where you are going because it takes spiritual light to illuminate the spiritual realm so that you can see where you are going and the dangers to avoid. There is only one source of spiritual light that is available to us that can do this, and that is the Word of God, Jesus Christ. As the subject verse tells us, Jesus says he is the light of the world. If you picture the word world as being another name for the spiritual realm, then you can realize that without him, we are walking in darkness. Now, what you then have to realize is everything that we do spiritually results in an equal manifestation of consequences in the realm of the flesh. To put it another way, everything that we do in the flesh triggers a response in the realm of the spirit that will manifest something, either positively or negatively, in the realm of the flesh. This is one of the main reasons that we are having such a mess in our lives today. We are doing things that are triggering negative forces that are being made manifest in our lives, and we don't know why. This is because we need light to see it. But the light of the flesh can't see it. It is foolishness. How can you say that because I am doing this, that I am suffering what I am suffering? Well, the Bible does say you will reap what you sow, Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. That is light to your situation. No one escapes this one aspect of the kingdom of God. In other words, a lot of people, when things happen to them, they don't want to believe that so many of the things that happen to them happen to them because of something that they have done to bring the consequences into their lives that may be unpleasant to them. Now, back to the message here. Throughout my decades in ministry, I see it time and time again. When trying to explain to some people that their circumstances have come about because of something that they are or aren't doing, they look at me as if I have just dropped in from Mars. It doesn't compute. This is because they are spiritually blind. They can't see it. In other words, they're walking around in the dark. Now, while most of us that are saved would look at them and say, yeah, that's right, they need Jesus, there are many of us that are in that same boat that don't know it. I know many Christians today that on the one hand profess their status as being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and love the Lord, that are just as spiritually blind as those that are relying on the flesh or common sense more than on the Word of God when dealing with negative situations in their lives. You can't tell most of them that they need to get back to God because in their own minds they already have Him, and that you are judging them. Let me tell you something. If it walks like a duck, looks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it is a duck. That's the fleshly reasoning. Jesus puts it this way: by their fruits, the things that they do and say, shall you know them. You can claim something all you want, but if your actions prove otherwise, then you are not what you claim to be. Oh, you may be saved, but you are walking around in darkness, and somewhere down the road you will suffer the consequences if you don't make the necessary corrections. Making corrections takes on one aspect that most people don't want to admit, and that is they have been wrong about something and they need to change. As a Christian, I remember how for nearly 20 years I thought like everyone else that I associated with, and that was, I am not as bad as some others that were essentially the scum of the earth. I mean, I had my faults, but at least I wasn't out there raping and killing people. In fact, my little faults were normal. After all, no one is perfect. That is the way those walking in the light of the flesh see it. However, when you come to Christ, the first thing you have to do is admit that you are something that repulses the flesh and that is a sinner. The flesh can't stand that word because it brings up the idea that there is a God, and that despite what we think about ourselves, we are wicked, miserable, and deserve to go to hell as far as He is concerned. The correction is the act of repentance, which means turning away from what you are doing and embracing the lordship or leadership of Christ. Only then can you begin to start walking in the light through this life. And when I'm talking about the light, I should have mentioned this earlier. The light, when I'm talking about it like this, if you're reading the track, it's a capital L. That means walking in the light of the Word of God. Through this life, you are seeing all things, both physical and spiritual. How about starting out this new year making the necessary corrections in your life so that it will truly be a prosperous new year? Well, that's the end of this message, and I hope that you got a little more understanding about the differences between walking in what's known as common sense and walking according to the spirit realm, because everything, like I said earlier, comes from or is birthed, B-I-R-T-H-E-D, in the spiritual realm. And it's made manifest in the physical realm. Just like when God created everything, everything was in a spiritual state. God spoke it and made it into a physical state. And then when He created everything and then created man and so forth, man at one time, well, when He created Adam and Eve, was able to navigate both the spiritual realm and the physical realm because he had that close connection with God, because he was made in the image of God. But the problem came in when Adam disobeyed God. God had to cut him off from the being able to navigate through the spiritual realm and be left to his own common sense to navigate this life. And that's why today when people try to explain something spiritual to the ungodly, and even some Christians, you try to explain something spiritual to them, they look at you like you've lost your mind. They can't figure out what you're talking about. Well, you see, that's the same reason why when Jesus was here, he spoke in parables and things like that, because he was educating his disciples and those that were following him in the ways of the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, either one of the two, even though they're the same thing, but they're on two different levels. Just like I tell people, the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom, and God is a spirit. And he rules over that whole realm in the spirit realm known as the kingdom of God. However, the kingdom of heaven is the what would be called the capital of the kingdom of God, much like Washington, D.C. Even though it's part of the United States, it's the capital, it's the seat of power, if you will, of the United States. Well, the kingdom of heaven is the seat of power of the kingdom of God. So you can understand that, because that's, you know, that's giving you a physical example of what actually is taking place in the spirit realm. But all in all, the whole bottom line is the world is walking around in darkness. If they don't know Jesus Christ, they're walking around in darkness. I don't care how much education they have. That does not help them in the spiritual realm, because the education that they have only is the light from what they can deduce from common sense. Has nothing to do with the spiritual realm. And if you really want to know how to get ahead in this life and prosper and things like that, you have to know what's going on in the spiritual realm in order to do it. Otherwise, you're just like the person walking around in a dark room and not being able to know where you're going, and bumping into things, tripping and falling down, and hopefully you don't injure yourself or worse. But that's the situation that you need in. You need the light, and the light comes from the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. So having said that, let me close this message out, and I hope you got something from that. And study the scriptures. The more you study the scriptures, the more God will start revealing things to you, if you have a mind to want to accept what you are reading. A lot of people read these scriptures and things and they don't want to believe what they're reading, and they say, well, I read the Bible, I don't get nothing from it. Yeah, well, you're getting something from it, you just don't know that you're getting something from it, because somewhere down the road something's going to pop up in your life and your mind is going to give you a flashback of, I think I read something in the Bible about this. Oh, so that's what it is. But the thing is it going to be too late to do you any good? I mean, you know, you may not believe that there's a hell. It would be better for you that you would find out about it before you die than to wait until you die and get and wind up standing before God and he's getting ready to pronounce sentence on you, and then all of a sudden you say, oh yeah, there is a hell. But see, it's too late then. Well, that's all for this message. I hope you have a happy and prosperous new year, this being the first of the year. Of course, that depends on when you're listening to this message. So for you and your families, may God bless you and your families real good. Until we get together next time, good day.